The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Happy President's Day. Good morning to you. It's Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. I'm Tony Curry here from the studios. I still got to put some stuff up on the walls around there, man. TKR Studios, Tony Curry Radio. Download the TKR app and listen to classic rock and roll. We got like 13, 14 different shows. I'm recording 6 more shows today. Yes, on a holiday, we work. We get after it every single day of the week, and we love it around here. Make sure you listen to those Tony Curry Radio podcast. We have well over 1,000 shows. You can find everything from blues shows, shows with Damon Johnson, AC/DC shows. You name it, it's on there. It's fantastic. Great classic rock and roll the rest of the time. So it being President's Day, I'm kind of confused on this President's Day thing, because what the hell is President's Day? It used to be earlier in February. Now it's the third Monday in February. What exactly does it celebrate? So I come to find out today that President's Day is really up to each individual state. Here in Alabama, it's like Abe Lincoln and George Washington's birthday. Yes, Al, the banks are closed. So have cash on hand when you go to Coosa Valley Auto Sale today. So I did a little research today, and found out that President's Day really is to celebrate any president you really want. It's no one's birthday, today. Abe was born on, the 12th, William Harrison on the 9th, George Washington, if you go to George Washington's Wikipedia page, and I even said it here on the show, it said he was born on February 11th. He's actually born on February 22nd. I don't know why that is. Ronald Reagan was born on the 6th. We have Carter, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden, who are still alive, although a lot of people would say that Biden kicked it off a couple of years ago. So I was going through, I thought I'd do something a little different today, because everyone's got like presidential trivia and different things. I was watching Washington on the History Channel. I'm turning 57 in a couple of weeks, man, and I'm turning into my old man. I'm watching the Weather Channel in the morning and the History Channel and Smithsonian at night. So I'm watching the Washington documentary on the History Channel. Fantastic. I mean, it's real. I like that, you know, it's kind of like in radio. Like, I wanted to find out everything there was to know about radio before I got in radio when I was like 13 years old. I really appreciate the trailblazers and the people who gave me the opportunity to do what I love for 40 years. And so when it comes to this country, and I consider myself extremely patriotic, got the flag in the front yard and the whole nine yards. I like to learn about the past, and I did not like history growing up. I did not like history in class. I think I got a D in it, but now I'm really into it. And the Washington documentary, dude, what a badass George Washington was. I mean, his dudes back in those days, man, were just, I mean, we think we got it rough here because we missed a traffic light or we forgot our kid's school bag on the way to school. I mean, these guys were badasses. So I found some interesting facts that I bet you have not heard. I know you can go anywhere on Google and find different interesting acts about presidents, but I found some things that I think are really interesting. Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy, was, talk about a badass. Dude was shot during a campaign visit and insisted on finishing his speech. Got shot in the right side of the chest and continued to finish his speech. He also lost, this is amazing, he lost his mom and his wife on Valentine's Day in 1884. He lost his mother and his wife on the same flipping day on Valentine's Day, 1884. George Washington, saw this watching the documentary the other night. He was on his deathbed. The last words that came out of his mouth, "Don't bury me for 3 days." Now, some people say it's because he was claustrophobic and would be buried alive. Other people believe that maybe he just felt like he could live through to whatever he had. He had some type of throat thing where if we had antibiotics from today, it would have been cleared up in a couple hours, but it ended up killing his ass. John Quincy Adams loved a skinny dip in the Potomac. Ulysses Grant, despite the fact that he was a badass too, could not stand the sight of blood. Millard Fillmore married a school teacher. Attaboy. Franklin Pierce was a president. If you ask somebody right now, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, was Franklin Pierce a president? I bet you like 99% of people go, no, but he was. Warren Harding had an affair with his wife's best friend. Warren Harding, listen, you know, we went through the whole Bill Clinton thing here, and we were like, man, dude, this is horrible. We need to get him out of the office. Da, da, da. Dude, presidents have been hounds, all of them. I mean, almost every single president, with the exception, I think, of Washington and Abe Lincoln. Man, I mean, every single president has been a hound, even during their presidential stints. Warren Harding had an affair with his wife's best friend while he was in the office. Go mad. Could you imagine what would be on the front page of the New York Post if that happened? Calvin Coolidge, every single morning, had one of his servants rub Vaseline on his head. I don't know why. I mean, I've looked at pictures of Calvin Coolidge, and I can't really see the attributes or the good things of rubbing Vaseline on your head. I could think of rubbing Vaseline somewhere else. And he also had a couple of pet raccoons. Richard Nixon, of course, we know that he loved bowling so much. He had a bowling alley put in the White House. Gerald Ford's real name? Leslie Lynch King Jr. That's Gerald Ford. And also Bill Clinton. We know about Bill Clinton. Did you realize that Bill Clinton has won 2 Grammys? There you have it. Happy President's Day to you. It's a killer. I got my kids back yesterday, and then I realized they were off of school today, so it was like Christmas time all over the place. I love that. So we're going to hang out and celebrate President's Day no matter how you do it. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Again, download the TKR app. Get after it with our Tony Curry Radio podcast. A couple podcasts that are really up and coming. One in Rome with Stuart Rome is a podcast that we do with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's got musical elements in it. He does a theme every single week. It's a fantastic show. It's going through the roof. The UAB Director's Chair with Mark Ingram. I'm good friends with the athletic director from UAB. Trent Dilfer will be on our show coming up. Andy Kennedy. We'll get all those guys on. And we can talk about X's and O's. But I love having athletic directors on because I can pull back the curtain and really talk about what's important in college athletics. It's a great show. UAB Director's Chair. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. We have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, who's with the Montgomery Area Food Bank. You're like, why would I want to listen to a show about the Montgomery Area Food Bank? I'm telling you right now, when you listen to the show, we talk about everything that has to do with business. We talk about classified documents. We talk about employee-boss relationships. We talk about all kinds of great stuff. Just a few of the shows. We do Livewire Wednesday, a show dedicated to AC/DC. We do that show every Wednesday night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. And, of course, we couldn't do it without our fantastic clients. John Gray from Driscoll Gray is fantastic. Budweiser, I've been with them for 30 years. Love them and thank them so much. Aaron, the entire crew over there at Adams Beverages, who continue to be on our show. I mentioned Southern Precision Staffing, the Woodhouse Day Spa. Chris Dorse, who's with State Farm. I saw a ton of State Farm commercials last night. They're pretty funny, actually, on the NBA All-Star Game. But he's a sweetheart of a guy. He's been with me ever since I started this endeavor about 3 or 4 years ago. I've been with him for over 30 years. If you need any insurance, State Farm is the way to go. They're the best of the best. You get what you pay for, by the way. And, of course, Al Cooper, one of my most recent business associates from Coosa Valley Auto Sale. But we're having fantastic fun here. We hope you enjoy the great classic rock and roll. I actually listened to the radio station for about 6 hours yesterday. We're kicking ass. It's great. And listen to all those great shows as well. All right, have a fantastic week. Big week going in. If you noticed, I did a show a couple days ago, and someone said, what the hell's wrong with your eye? And I didn't realize. I don't look at myself in the mirror in the morning. I'll look down and hope to hell I can see the end of my pee-pee so I can hit the toilet, and that's about as far as it goes. Hell, I didn't even brush my teeth yet. I need to get in there and look at my face, but I was not looking in the camera, and I evidently was bleeding from my face, and so I've got cancer. So I'm going to have that cut off tomorrow, and then we have a brand new client coming on at the end of the week, and it's going to be a very visual client, and I'll have some more details about that. I'm having a procedure done on Saturday that I'm super excited about, and we may actually do the procedure live on Facebook Live. I think I may try to do that. Jason Bradley, good morning to you, brother. So we'll have that going on. So monster week. Right here on Tony Curry Radio and with Tony Curry, so check it out. Hope you have a fantastic day. I'm blessed, and I love you. I do. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.